I'm not persuaded that the United Nations General Assembly has lived up to the expectations of the people of Africa in terms of its assisting them to overcome the problem of poverty, degradation, and of course promoting peace and stability within the continent. While I'm not advocating that the United Nations General Assembly has not is not relevant outrightly, I believe it could be more relevant if it gets itself more involved in promoting peace, in promoting development within the African continent. And that will make the feeling that observers and scholars now have about the body being more of a talk shop to become a thing of the past.
President Bola Tinubu is expected to address the UN General Assembly. He will be represented by Nigeria's Vice President, Kashim Shettima. What should be the focus of his speech?
I think his focus should be, first of all, to talk about the need to confront the problem of poverty within Nigeria, seek for assistance and partnership within the UN, and that should be extended to other nations across the world, such that we could have a frontal attack on poverty within the continent and within Nigeria in particular. My view, and several studies have shown this, that the problem of insurgency, the problem of criminality within the country can be traced partially to the issues relating to poverty and deprivation. And that once we address those issues of poverty, issues of mastery, issues of deprivation, we are likely to some extent to have begun to address the problem of poverty within the country. Secondly, you must talk about the importance of climate change and the impact it has had negatively on Nigeria. The recent experience of the terrible flooding we experienced in Borno State is a thing that is unsettling. And there is a need for the United Nations to support Nigeria with expertise, with resources, not just to help those who have been victims of flooding, of desertification, of erosion, but also to assist us in preventing such disasters from happening in the country. A lot of people, running to millions, have now been displaced within Borno State alone. You can imagine what the situation will be if we have two of that replicated. Two or three of that replicated in other parts of Nigeria. There is a need for us to take preventive measures, and we need the assistance of the global body to develop the capability and capacity to be able to take very firm preventive measures. And also, when it happens, we need more support from the United Nations in terms of providing food aid and other kinds of aid to alleviate the sufferings of the people who are victims of climate change.
Do you think the African Union should make a special case for the continent at the General Assembly?
Again, you asked the question about whether African Union should make a special case for the continent at the General Assembly. I think that goes without saying, because Africa is at the moment holding the short end of the stick in that UN body. 28% of the votes from the UN is traceable to the continent as a bloc. And yet, it is ironic that that bloc does not have a permanent seat in the Security Council. I think one important request that needs to be made is that African countries must have representation, must have permanent seats in the UN Security Council.